Yes, hello. This is Daniel King with Daily Inspiration. Just want to invite you to turn to Psalm 32 today. I'd like to read there about the blessing of forgiveness as David experienced it. It says here, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, yea, righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." And I was just thinking here this evening about how that God, in the time of the children of Israel, warned them many a times or promised them many a times with this covenant that he made with them. And if they were to be faithful to him and keep his Sabbath and keep his commandments and walk in his ways, that he would protect them. And there was actually a hedge of protection around them, and that's what that hedge of protection means that we can read about in the Bible. There was actually a hedge of protection that surrounded the children of Israel as they lived there in the land of their enemies, and with enemies all around them. And the Assyrians were the terrorists of that day. They did horrific things to the people that they were at war with. They would at times skin their prisoners of war alive. And they were very much like the terrorists that we can read about in today's age. They basically, their war tactic was to terrorize people and get them to be under fear and therefore render them powerless, so to speak. They would try to win a war by having their opponents traumatized. And these Assyrians couldn't get at the children of Israel because of this hedge of protection that was around them. But the day came when God allowed the Assyrians to come into the children of Israel. And the reason for that is because they were compromising. They were walking away from the ways of the Lord. They had brought in idols into their midst and were worshiping them. And so that hedge of protection that was around them was put there by God and was also removed by God. And so the Assyrians were actually vessels or instruments who were under the control of God. And so what the Israelites did, they strengthened their armies and tried to fight off the Assyrians by strengthening their army. And that is how they thought that they would be protected, is by strengthening their army. But in reality, they would have been much better off if they would have just simply repented and had that hedge of protection established again around them. So what happened there is the children of Israel at first were compromising, and then God removes the hedge of protection. And now the Assyrians have access to come in and terrorize the children of Israel. And the children of Israel's solution to this problem is fighting back the Assyrians. And I can't help but wonder how many battles in our lives are simply a result of us walking outside the will of God and that hedge of protection not being there, and then how significantly or how majorly we must ramp up our strength just to survive the day. And I had in our church service yesterday, the subject came up of just the daily battles of life with, as a father maybe, with the children, and just to have things flow around the home. The testimony that was shared is that every time the connection with the father of the home, the head of the home, has a vital and a close relationship with his father in heaven, and then the children are much more at peace, and the marriage relationship flows better, and overall there's less frustration, and things seem to flow much, almost with ease. And so, but when the relationship from the father to his father in heaven is breached and there's a lack of connection there, then it seems like just all kinds of things come up throughout the day that bring frustration and extra battles. And then we still have to do what we had planned to do, but we have a lot of other stuff that needs to be taken care of. And in a short time, the difference from one day to the other can be so major. And I think that the lesson that we need to learn from the children of Israel there with the breach that was removed and the enemies were allowed to come in is many of our battles God would fight for us if we would just spend time with him, if we would just follow him. And you know, it's interesting, but many a time the things that we're often missing is the simple things that God is requiring us to do. And because of the all the noise and the things going on in our lives, we aren't able to hear his voice, therefore are not following his direction. But he usually has a path for us already laid out, and it's important that we find that path and have the courage to follow it, because it's usually not the path that would naturally make sense at times, because there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction and death. And sometimes what seems to make sense to us isn't exactly what God has in mind. And usually the things that are seem like would be the harder choice with God's leading, it ends up being such a blessing because God does have our best interest in mind. And I had to think of the sower there and the seed came up yesterday in the service as well, and that was such a blessing as I realized that the good seed or the good soil was talking about a good heart. And that soil could take root from when the seed was placed in there. And it says that the heart was described as an honest heart. And I was just amazed at the clarity of that picture, of how clear Jesus is making this for us. He's saying that an honest heart is a heart that will be able to have the Word of God grow in and produce fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. But it's the honest heart, the hearts that are willing to admit where they really are. It's pride that keeps us from admitting where we really are. It's pride that wants to convince us that we're quite a bit better and more than what we really are. But it's the honest hearts, those that have honest confession. And when they speak to their to the people around them, they're honest with their conversation. They're honest with their actions. There is no hypocrisy. And what you see when you see them in church is what you would expect to find when you find them at home on an average, ordinary day. And those are the kind of people that when the seed of God's word falls on them, they embrace it as truth. They love God's law upon their heart. Those are also the people that God can touch. God actually gives them new desires. And so these people here are actually following their own desires. In other words, they're actually doing the things they love to do. It's because God has put his desires into them. And so they're not frustrated at not being able to do as they like, because their likes have been changed. And they actually like to do righteousness. They like to serve people. They don't like to be in the to be lifted up and seen as popular people. So may the Lord have his way. I was just really encouraged by that, the blessing of following Jesus in such a pure, simple, and humble way. And may the Lord raise us up to be that shining light, that city that is set on a hill. And blessed be the name of the Lord.